truly one of few inspirational teachers and has definitely been influential to me. Caroline Clouston, my voice and speech teacher at AUC, is the person who opened up my mind to the idea of not always having to throw away my ways of doing something in order to learn how to do it, but rather being aware of other alternative ways is what makes it come through. The Feldenkrais awareness through movement technique is how she makes such a notion come about. When my recorder died the first time I interviewed her, she was the most soothing person on earth, telling me, well, everything happens for a reason. Maybe it's meant for us to get together again sometime for another same interview. So who is the one person who influenced who Caroline is now?
Well, I suppose the theme of my life is independence. I think my father would have to be the person who shaped me on that level. It's a bit paradoxical because there were a number of ways in which he was not free himself, but there was always the sense with my father that I was given permission to take chances. The stories about if I'd fall down when I was a child, everybody would rush to pick me up and my father would stop them and say, "She's got to learn to stand on her own two feet." He wouldn't let me be coddled.
What's the one life-changing experience that you've been through?
Well, I think the experience of when I first encountered the Feldenkrais work. Moshe Feldenkrais developed the work I do at AUC is based on it, but it's based on the work I learned called the Feldenkrais Method. Being a professional singer, actress myself, and then a teacher of actors, singers, I was always looking for new ways to approach teaching and helping people best utilize their voice. So I went to this conference, and it was truly a life-changing experience because all the concepts I had about teaching people to use their voices efficiently had to go by the wayside because I'd been using techniques with the idea that there was a right way to do things. And within a very short while after seeing my very first demonstration of the work, and it's one of those you had to be there. It's an experience where all the, you know, the goosebumps went up on my skin, the hair raised up on my neck. I didn't know what I was watching, but I knew what I was watching was profound. And I had always been looking for ways to improve the way I dealt with the skill that I was teaching, specifically breathing posture. And the long story short, I recognized that no matter how much you teach a person how to breathe, how to do something, the sound of the voice will reflect that person's state of mind, state of emotion, regardless of what they know or what they've been taught. Most likely, the situation will determine what they sound like. So the lady who I saw demonstrating this particular way of working with people, her name was Anat Banyel, and she came into the room to give this demonstration of the work, and she just asked the group of people, "Is there anybody in here who has had to stop their career because of some sort of physical injury?" And about every hand in the room went up. This conference was an attempt to form a branch of medicine dealing specifically with the problems of performing artists. Anyway, the teacher, Anat Banyel, chose this woman out of the audience, and she asked her story. She said, oh, she had played violin all her life, but now she had to stop the career because she had problems with her shoulder and elbow. The only thing that really helps it is when I don't play the violin for 2 or 3 days, I don't have any problems with my elbow or shoulder. So Anat said, "Has ever occurred to you the fact that you don't play the violin for 2 or 3 days and the pain goes away? Go to a violin teacher. Go to somebody to learn to play the violin differently." So it was funny because everybody in the audience just cracked up the obvious answer. We don't think in terms of changing the way we do something. So technique is as good as it goes. And then if you run into a difficulty, it's a message from the body to change something about the way you're doing it. So I watched her work. I was seeing the violinist was being transformed in front of my eyes. It looked like magic. The following week, I went and watched Anat teaching a group of 80 people in their second year of training of the Feldenkrais Method, and just, I never looked back.